With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is the Real Pot Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Made it to another weekend, and I plan on doing a bunch of nothing except, well, go to my daughter's karate tournament on Sunday, and she just turned 14 yesterday. What time flies. Man, I can still smell those stinky diapers. All right, like Marty said, let's get into it.
My favorite stories of the day.
And talk about a Groundhog Day moment for this guy in Washington State who is accused of not learning his lesson. Because KIRO-TV7 in Seattle is reporting Thurston County sheriffs got a call at 9:47 the Sunday before last about a man crashing into a parked car, and he looked drunk. Well, cops went to the crash and say the man blew a .31 blood alcohol level in a breathalyzer, and that's about four times the legal limit, so the man hauled off to jail, arrested and booked on charges, and released the next day, Monday the 17th. And then at 9:47 that Monday night, the exact same time as the night before, 911 dispatchers got a call from the same intersection where someone reported another crash, this time into a tree stump after veering off into someone's yard. And cops say it was the same guy. Same time, same intersection, crashing the same car. And they say he blew almost the same .3 blood alcohol level this time. So he knew the routine, arrested again, booked again, only this time a judge set bail at $50,000. And speaking of having too much fun while drunk, a Massachusetts guy is accused of peeing all over a bar last week in the Essex County city of Beverly. It is there where Boston 25 News is reporting police are looking for this gray-haired man who cops have a picture of from video surveillance, letting a number one go while at that bar in Beverly before apparently leaving it all there for the bartenders to clean. And that is why cops released a picture of the man, which cannot be shown through audio, but police are hoping folks will do a quick search for man peeing on a bar in Beverly, Massachusetts. It'll pop up. Cops are asking for tips to help find this guy, and they would like to talk with him and probably arrest him. And as long as we're in Massachusetts looking for bar customers who have to tinkle, how about the South Boston man who cops say followed a police officer into a 7-Eleven store the Thursday before last, cursing out the transit officer and rushing up on him before getting up in the cop's face, yelling to do something. Yeah, cops did not say why the guy was upset, but did say the store clerk asked him to leave because he was yelling and poking the officer on his badge and then went outside and got into a fighting stance. Well, the 22-year-old Southie ended up in another stance, assuming the position for handcuffs behind his back. And that is when officers say they found 9 baggies of fentanyl in one of his pockets. They did not say if they think the South Boston man or Southie was using the drug, but did charge him for being a dealer and for assault and battery on an officer and for acting a fool in that 7-Eleven. Just accusations, all innocent until proven guilty. Now, here is an example of how bad luck can get so bad that even a lucky hit goes wrong. A 46-year-old man in Pennsylvania was on the gaming floor at Parks Casino the Saturday before last in Bensalem. It's where WHTH ABC 27 is reporting the guy hit a jackpot, won $57,007 to be exact. But state police say the man will not get those 2 pennies and a nickel to go with the rest of the $57,000 jackpot because, you know how gambling states like Pennsylvania have self-exclusion lists so gamblers with addiction problems can voluntarily add their names and voluntarily bar themselves from even stepping one foot inside that casino? Yeah, you guessed it. Cops say that was this guy who excluded himself for life. So instead of that $57,000 and 7 cent jackpot, yeah, he left the casino with a trespass charge. In southern Utah, a man and his 12-year-old son are back home in OK after their three-hour hike turned into 22 hours after they got lost. Fox 13 in Salt Lake City is reporting the two got stranded in the Red Mountain area near Snow Creek State Park Sunday before last, and they ran out of supplies, thinking they would only hike for 3 hours. Well, as night set in, they were reported missing after missing their return time, and so Utah State public safety officers went up in a helicopter while others started looking on ground for shoe tracks in the snow to follow. Meanwhile, the father and son were getting hungry, thirsty, and cold when they just happened to stumble across a backpack on the ground. And it had water, blankets, flares, and a small tin inside. So, man, they thanked the gods and got to eating and drinking and pulled out those blankets to stay warm until the helicopter crew found them. They were okay. Turns out that backpack belonged to a 15-year-old kid named Levi Dittman. He ditched his gear a month before because he got lost in that park same area, but was rescued the same day. So he said it was pretty cool knowing the supplies that he spent months collecting for his hike came in handy to help that dad and son, and Dittman got his backpack back after this break. But first, hey, check out my man DJ Greg H's podcast. His last episode was fire, reggae mix with a few Vibes Cartel jams at the end. Give it a listen.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
Tired of grocery store sticker shock when you see the price of eggs? Come to J-Dub's Rooftop Market for premium eggs, straight from J-Dub's pigeon coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon. It can't get more organic than that. So swing by J-Dub's Rooftop Market at the corner of Clinton Avenue and South 17th in Newark. Drop by.
And now for the world around us.
In France, police in Paris are looking for two homeless guys because they think the duo got into a man's car and stole his backpack, which had his wallet and other documents in it. Now, cops think the two did this because the man whose stuff was stolen called his bank to freeze the card, but bank workers told him it was already used in a local shop. So cops went to this shop and said the clerk told him, yeah, two guys were in there last Friday and bought cigarettes and scratch-off lottery tickets and scratched off the tickets right there, to find they won 500,000 euros, over $500,000. And said the homeless guys were so happy, the clerk told officers, they left the cigarettes and all their belongings right there in the store and walked out like crazy people. The clerk's words to officers, yeah, happy because these are two homeless dudes who just won 500,000 euros. But again, they bought it with a stolen card, so that happiness probably did not last long because they cannot come forward to claim the lottery winnings without getting caught. And the lawyer for the man whose stuff was stolen tells CTV that prosecutors will likely seize the winnings if they did try to claim the prize, which is why his client, whose stuff was stolen, is offering to split the winnings with him if they would just give him back his stuff. I'll try to follow up to see if that works. Well, Canadians have not been happy campers with President Trump's tariff threats and quips about the entire country becoming America's 51st state. Yeah, the NHL's Four Nations All-Star Tournament was filled with fights between the U.S. and Canada and trash talking after Canada beat the U.S. And fans to the north have been booing the American national anthem before NHL and NBA games. Now, remember when some Americans tried to make fetch a thing and started calling French fries freedom fries after France decided not to go along with the Iraq invasion after 9/11? Well, CTV News is reporting the Morning Owl Coffee Shop in Ottawa is renaming their Americano drink the Canadiano. It's up on the menu board as $3.90 for small, medium, or large. Same price. And the shop's owner tells CTV it was meant to make light of a serious situation, but did not explain why the small, medium, and large were all $3.90. Inquiring minds want to know. Now, just seeing this out of central China, where 2 weeks ago, a dormitory went up in flames on the campus of Hefei University of Technology, and investigators think a student started the fire because his roommate came back earlier than he thought, and cops say the young man panicked because he did not want his roommate catching him with his inflatable sex doll. So the South China Morning Post newspaper is reporting the student decided not to deflate his girlfriend and stuff her somewhere to hide it. No, they say the young man threw it in the hallway and torched it. The whole hallway filled with flames and smoke. The Post is reporting somebody posted video of it on social media. Nobody hurt, no property lost other than the sex doll. And the university reprimanded the student without saying how they punished him. But again, this made headlines and went viral on social media in China. So if he was trying to hide this blow-up sex doll from his roommate, it did not work. And now everybody knows he set fire to a dorm to hide his inflatable girlfriend. Back in a moment.
Remember when we all knew that milk does the body good and we passed it on? Or how the only question on our mind at some point in the day was, got milk? We were strong, healthy, and full of vigor. But now, ooh, bubble guts. We have clumpy soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and coconut milk. And they all come from fine plants and trees, but not one of them comes from nature as nature intended. So trust nature, the way nature wanted us to, and drink milk from cows, not mom. That would be gross. Cow's milk. It still does the body good.
Paid for by a made-up dairy committee.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, and who knew eggs would drive people this crazy? Omelets must be addictive. I mean, we already heard of the great egg heist in Pennsylvania, where 100,000 of them worth about 40 grand were stolen from a trailer at the beginning of the month. Yeah, police there are still looking for those egg bandits with a reward to boot. Now, this shortage that we've been dealing with has doubled or even tripled the cost of eggs since the summer of 2023. You have corner stores in New York City now selling 2 and 3 eggs at a time, Lucy's in plastic bags, just like they sell Lucy cigarettes, so people can't afford them and not have to pay $5 to $8 for a whole carton. And now the Los Angeles Times is reporting Border Patrol agents have seen a 29% jump in cases of shell eggs being taken from people at southern border crossings between last October and February, compared to the same time the year before, 2023. Now, raw eggs are on the prohibited list, so border agents consider that smuggling. And for those of us wondering, how on earth can there be an egg shortage when there's no shortage of chickens on menus and our plates? Well, that's because federal agriculture officials and egg producing farmers say the broiler chickens that we eat are younger and kept mostly away from the older egg laying chickens that have been dying from bird flu. So this has sort of been like COVID for chickens. And like the younger kids still having parties while the rest of us were locked in at home during COVID, yeah, some people are now doing whatever they can to enjoy life, be it stealing or smuggling, because who can enjoy life without some scrambled eggs next to that bacon and toast?
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Gonna party like it's 1999. Let's go crazy. Hey, hey. In my little red Corvette, lady cab driver, I wanna be your lover. You are sexy mother. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Slammy Sammy, bringing back a lot of wild memories with that old jam. Mike Mann here, and right now...
Time... for birthdays.
Weekend celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 28th.
When I got what I got, girl, I don't.
Singer Jason Aldean is 48. Actor Ollie Larder, 49. Actor Tasha Smith, 54. And author Lemony Snicket, whose real name is Daniel Handler, 55.
Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star?
Train. Singer Pat Monahan, 56. Actor Ray Don Chong is 64. B-52's singer Cindy Wilson, 68, as is actor John Turturro, 68. And flip those numbers because Tony-winning Broadway actor, director, and dancer Tommy Tune is 86. And singer Sam the Sham is 88. And on Saturday the 1st, Biebs singer Justin Bieber will be 31.
I'm yelling timber, you better move.
singer Kesha, 38. Actor Lupita Nyong'o will be 42. Blues Clues host Donovan Patton will turn 47. Actor Russell Wong, 62. Daisy Duke, actor Catherine Bach, will be 70. And OP, Happy Days actor and heck of a director, Ron Howard, 71.
We don't get fooled again.
And The Who, singer Roger Daltrey, will be 72. And on Sunday, singer, rapper, and actor Becky G will be 28. Singer Luke Combs, 35. Is that Masande in Game of Thrones? I didn't watch GOT, but she was also Ramsay in Fast and Furious 7. Actor Natalie Emanuel will turn 36. AJ in The Sopranos. Actor Robert Eiler will be 40. And a day after her dad, Ron, actor and filmmaker Bryce Dallas Howard, 44. Actor Rebel Wilson will be 45. Coldplay singer Chris Martin, 48. And the last James Bond, actor Daniel Craig, 57. On the steel horse I ride, I want it. And Bon Jovi singer John Bon Jovi, the Jersey Boys, turning 63. And on Monday the 3rd, singer Camila Cabello will be 28. Timberlake's Better Half, actor Jessica Biel, 43. Rapper Lil Flip will turn 44. Bud Bundy, married with children actor David Faustino, 51. And his dad, Al Bundy's daughter, when he turned into Jay Pritchett in Modern Family, Claire Dunphy, or actor Julie Bowen, 55.
So be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild ride.
Rapper Tone Loc will be 59. And singer Jennifer Warnes will be 78. And that's a wrap for this Real Pod Newscast. Having a time of my life. Thanks as always for listening. And hey, please bring others along for the ride. It's a good show. Why not? Have a great weekend, everybody. Back with more crazy stories on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.